et Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc in hora mortis nostrae, amen. Sedes sapientiae, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, amen. I was hoping there'd be at least one. Here is one. What do we mean when we speak of willpower? Is it a sense of determination? Or is it grace? Well, it is both. The word power, of course, has a big difference between the power of something material, the power, say, of an automobile, the power of a steam engine, the power of a wind. And spiritual power, power of a spirit. In other words, our souls are spirits. And a spirit, by definition, is that reality which is not perceivable by the senses. That reality which is not perceivable by the senses, but which shares in the nature of God. God, as we know, is a pure spirit. The word power, therefore, or the will, refers to the one power. We've got two powers in the soul. One power in the intellect, in the mind, the power to know, and that we call the intaking power. From the outside, our minds know what is beyond outside the mind, and if the power which we call our intellect, if what that power, or that power acquires from outside, if what is inside the mind agrees what is outside of the mind, and the mind has the truth. That's truth. Truth is agreement of mind and reality. So that's the power of the intellect. Or the mind. The Church, by the way, never uses, in official languages, never speaks of the mind. The Church always uses the word intellect. Always. Latin intellectus. And the reason is because mens, which is, oh, we got the English word mind, the word mens in Latin is not so clear, not so definite. Intellectus is the one word the Church always uses as the power of the intellect to know. Now the will, the power of the will, as I think we've said before, the first and fundamental power of the will is to desire. But the will cannot desire except what the intellect knows. And the will can only desire what the mind, the intellect, tells the will is good. So the first power of the will is to desire. extinguish involuntary desire, spontaneous desire, instinctive desire. Say, I am hungry. I don't have to eat a book to desire food. Spontaneous, natural, instinctive desire for food. My body is tired. I desire rest. And sisters, hear it. Rest for the mind, rest for the will, and rest for the body. And that's why we have recreation. You have recreation, sisters?
Yes.
Recreation is necessary to rest, to give rest to the soul. We can get, tired of thinking. In any case, the lowest, the most fundamental level of the power of the will is to desire. Then, as I say, we distinguish two kinds of desires. Indeliberate, instinctive desire, spontaneous desire, from voluntary, willed desire. And this, as we know, is a large part of our spiritual life. In fact, the spiritual life, we use that word, spiritual life this, spiritual life that. What is the spiritual life? Yeah, what else? The life of the Spirit. And the life of the Spirit is the mind, the intellect thinking, and the will. And now we're going through the will. Desiring as soon as our mind recognizes that we have a desire, it comes spontaneously. A desire which would be wrong or sinful. What do we do with a desire? Well, get rid of it. And sisters, the best way of getting rid of bad desires is to replace them with good desires. And they don't have to be spiritual. Am I clear? Think of something pleasant which you would like to do. Anything which will then replace the spontaneous instinctive desire, which is bad, with one that is good. Now, that's the first level of the power of the will to desire. First instinctively, and then not just instinctively, but voluntarily. And this is very important in teaching priests. We train them to hear confessions. People may confess having sinful desires. Sisters, we all have, unlike Our Lady and Our Lord, they did not have sinful desires. We have a fallen human nature. And remember, there is no temptation which is not pleasant. Am I clear? Every temptation is pleasant. Now, pleasant is not a temptation. So something which is pleasant, what our conscience tells us, is wrong. Then, what do we do?